All right, guys, welcome back to the latest episode of the Sober Motivation Podcast. And this is after a long hiatus, and I've definitely got some things to clear up between myself, everybody that I love, everybody that I know and care about, and what's been going on with me for the past few months, and why my hiatus has been so long. I think it's probably clear to most people why I haven't really posted anything on YouTube, anything for podcast at all. And it's really bothered me because I've noticed a larger following in a large group of listeners listening every single week, and I just haven't put out content because I fell into a hole in my life, and I think this is where I get out, and hopefully it is. My plan is to publish as much podcasting as I can on a more frequent basis. If it's not daily, it's probably a sign that something is going on, because that's what I feel like happened last time. And basically what has been going on in my life is I relapsed back in the end of October. I got into an argument with my wife about a certain situation where I was basically more focused on myself, I think, in my personal interests, and I let myself spiral out of control again with alcohol, basically, which is what happened. And I took myself to Disneyland, and then I went to a hotel by myself, and that's where I relapsed again and bought my first drink since the year had finished after I had done my year-long outpatient program with the Navy. So I definitely hit a wall for myself, and it doesn't feel good at all. It's just what it is. And from that point, I just have felt terrible about everything. A lot of things spiraled out of control. I hit a big, big wall, and nobody knew really what was going on with me until yesterday. My wife found out that I'd been basically hiding that I'd fallen back into my hole with drinking, and that pretty much it went the way it always goes. Every time it repeats. And I think that's where I found myself again, trapped by alcohol, and that, oh, hey, I can manage it and control it. And so I thought, for my wife's sake, whenever she wasn't home or if she was sleeping and I knew she was going to sleep through the night, that's when I would have my beer, because I argued with myself that instead of just drinking beer every day, I would go ahead and, or instead of taking a sleep remedy, something that would help me sleep, like melatonin or something else, that I was just going to have the beers on the days that she wasn't home. And then from there, it continued, because the way alcohol makes you feel and the way it releases dopamine, I justified it to myself. And I don't want to say it makes you feel, it's how it made me feel, is that you feel blissful in that moment where you're drinking, and whatever anxiety you think you're dealing with is gone. But in reality, as we all know, it's never really gone. It's still waiting for you the next day you wake up, and it's compounding with more issues because you're not dealing with them at hand. So I hit a wall, and I talked to my wife. She basically found out I was drinking. What happened with that was she asked me to go to the store to get her something, and I was like, well, on my way there, I'm gonna go get some beer also, because that was what I was going to do. I was like, well, if she's going to sleep for the night and whatever, I'll drink. So after she went to bed, I went back out to my car after I came home, after I got whatever she asked for, and I was trying to bring in the beer, and I did it in such a sneaky way. And that's what everybody knows this, and that's, I guess, why I'm doing the podcast, because it's kind of like my diary as well for the meantime, since I don't exactly write a lot, but I do like doing podcasts and feeling like whoever I'm talking to is listening. And so basically I was walking in, and I tried to do it in a sneaky way. I was bringing my dogs in the meantime as well. And then after that, I put the dogs away, and then my wife saw that I brought beer into the house with me as I was putting the dogs away. So she knows full well that I relapsed at this point, and I was honest with her about what happened, what came up, and what caused it, and how long it's been going on for, and she's destroyed by it, and it feels horrible for me, and I don't know really what else to do other than try to get better, try to feel better about what happened. I've reached out already to a marriage counselor for tomorrow, and the plan is to go there first thing in the morning and to get my marriage help at this point, because I hit such a wall with it. And then the next step for that, I think tomorrow, will probably be an AA meeting for myself, because I think just having a community of people closer to me to talk to about what's going on will be helpful. And I know that there's a large online community of people that I can talk to about what I'm facing and just try to care about myself more than I have been for the past couple of months. And I really feel horrible about it because of just the way everything happened. And I felt like I was trying to be stronger than I actually was. I was putting on a giant mask for everyone and not telling the truth about what I was dealing with. And I let my anger and my self-control get the best of my lack of self-control get the best of me. And so with that also being said, for the past couple of months, I started switching over some of my college courses. I started taking some biology classes. I haven't really been taking the radio class that I was taking before, because I kind of got fed up with the internship, and I realized that I can't go to work immediately in radio. And I felt like I was doing well with building this podcast and building my own YouTube and being competitive against other people who I saw in the class who were doing things. And I'm such a egotistical maniac that I compare analytics to everything. So when I see people viewing this podcast or listening to the podcast, I'd go, oh wow, look at all these numbers, look how great I'm doing. And then I started posting the YouTube videos, which it's really funny how these YouTube videos played out, because I had a crazy idea about doing the Superman costume review. And the way it even came about in my head was that was like the superhero that I was going to develop for sobriety. And I kind of did it as a joke. And I've since renamed the YouTube channel as Sherwin Experience, since it's more of my name and I can do more YouTube videos on different topics and not just do one thing, and if that's what I feel like is working for me right now, it's probably what I'm going to go with. And I'll still probably upload these podcasts up to the YouTube channel also, just under the Sober Motivation tag or channel that they let you list it under when you post videos. And so, like I said, from there I've been basically just working on taking my time right now and just trying to take care of what I can to not wreck everything that I've totally almost destroyed at this point. And I'm thankful right now that my wife is giving me the chance to go to this marriage counseling tomorrow. And I had to put off a few things, which isn't really a big deal. I had to basically, I didn't go to class today. I had a college class I had to go to. It was just for a lecture, but mentally I felt like I couldn't sleep last night, and I didn't feel as though me being in class would let me focus the way I need to do well in that class, because it requires so much attention and focus. And then today I had to reschedule my shift for a wildlife rehabilitation center I've been putting some hours into recently. I signed up to go help them, and it's really cool. They have a whole bunch of animals that are in basically bad shape, and they take care of them, and you can volunteer and go help them. The place is called Wild Wonders, and they're really great, and I really like to work with them. And it's just something else that I was doing, because I felt for myself personally I was grasping at straws to save myself with kind of just trying to do whatever it was, since I fell into my trap. And it's just been different for me, because like I said, I switched my college major from communications for radio and doing all that to feeling like I didn't really need to do that. And then I started looking at doing biology, because when you're me and the way I am, I start thinking all these crazy plans and how I can build things and make things better, and oh hey, this is the future, and I'll plan the future and future trip and try to go with it. And then it didn't really work out for me, especially this last week. I took a exam on Wednesday and I pulled a 74 out of it, and I definitely didn't study, and I'm sure my drinking habit that came back up to me definitely messed that up as well, because I'm pretty sure I had a beer before the night before the exam, because it got worse, guys. It just got worse. And I was doing whatever I could. And I'm kind of glad, though. Like, I'm not kind of glad. I am glad that my wife caught me, because I was trapped again. I was going right back into it. And this past weekend, I went to the Guitar Center, and they had this really cool podcast set up in their store. And it shows, it's basically, it's got a mixer and it's got two microphones, so two people can use it. And then it's got the little radio mixer that if you're doing a podcast, you can adjust to different people talking. And then it was really cool. And then I was just really upset at myself, because I was thinking, man, I can't do this podcast for these people anymore because of where I'm at right now mentally, and how I'm struggling with the same old disease again. So that's the plan, to take things forward from here. I think that posting on here and keeping some sort of journal or diary was helpful for me, and I think that when I stopped doing that, that it just opened up more justification in my mind to drink to feel good or better about what was going on, and I never felt better. It's just every day I woke up the next day after it, I was regretting it and thinking, like, man, like, I do not feel good. And that's the thing with drinking, is that it only feels good on one side of it, and then you wake up the next day and you just feel like crap the next day, and trying to not make it noticeable to anybody, not seem too groggy. And thankfully I worked a later shift, so what I was doing was I was getting off having the beers, and then I'd fall asleep and wake up and come in to go do it, to go do my job. And that's just how it's always been like that, and that's just the reality of the sickness and the disease that you deal with in being addicted to alcohol, is that you will do whatever it takes to either not drink or to drink. And I think that I figured that out again because of the way my brain will just spin out and just think of everything to make it happen. Like, and this also is something else I want to talk about, why I started following how the Jedi live and how they have their own AA 12-step process. I know some people don't like it, but I still can relate to that a lot now, in that you know when you're following the dark side and you know when you're in the light of doing things. So what I could tell with it was that I was in the dark. I was not following the light or using the force. I was just becoming the old Dave again, the guy that didn't care, the guy that wasn't motivated. It just shocks everything out of you, and you're just waking up every day suffering, going through the daily grind again, suffering, because your dopamine doesn't get released throughout the day until basically you hit that first beer, and then the next couple, and then, I mean, it's for seconds, and then you wake up the next day and you're in pain. You're in physical pain. You feel like throwing up. Nothing feels good until you basically have another drink or you sleep decently, maybe. But in all honesty, the thing is that I did feel better on the nights where I didn't drink. Like the next day I woke up where I was like, hey, I'm alert and I didn't drink, I'm not hungover, and it feels way better. So that's just the thing for me, and this is kind of why I'm doing the podcast, I guess, marking since my last drink would be Saturday. So that would be, I'm going to look at it right now on the calendar. I'm at 1, 2. So today is my second day of sobriety. And I think that me keeping track of this for myself and maybe just marking it on the podcast. And like I said, one of my plans was to go to one of the AA meetings tomorrow and to talk about what went on with me and get a new sponsor to help me recover and get back on track, and to show to myself and to everybody that I care about that it is important to me to stay on this path. So that's where I'm at right now, and I feel just terrible. I feel full of regret. It's not a good feeling, guys, to go back. You're just gonna fill yourself with regret. Like I said, my book that I put out, I'm probably gonna return the money to the people that bought it because I feel just so bad about it. But the whole issue that I have with it, with the whole book situation, is that the day that I relapsed was the first day the book sold. So, yeah. And it just feels like crap. But I'm here. I'm still alive. I'm not finished yet. There's still fight left in me. I still have today. I'm still in this moment to take care of myself and to work on the things I need to work on and to get better and to get back on track. So, like I said, my plan is to follow up more consistently again with posting on here. If I'm not posting on here or on YouTube, then there's probably something wrong with me, because this was pretty helpful for me. This is probably pretty therapeutic for me because of the fact that I was able to release whatever was on my mind. And that was the other issue, is that I stopped posting, I stopped having outlets to feed out to, and I just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't know, it's weird that how everything turned out, how my wife found it, and then I saw that super nice podcasting thing at Guitar Center, and how much I realized I hated what I was doing at this moment. I was going right back down my own path where nothing felt good again. And I don't want to put out other people's dirty laundry around me, but it seems like there's been a black cloud, but in a weird way for myself at this point. I feel like the cloud itself has kind of started to open up and some sunshine is peeking through. Just for this reason right now, where I can be honest about what's really going on in my life and what I've been doing, and to give back something better than what I have been for the past couple of months. So anyways, this is the first episode back from this hiatus and what's been going on with me. I hope you guys stay tuned for future episodes, for tomorrow's episodes. I am paying attention to the people that have been listening, and I just want to let you guys all know that I have seen the following growing. I have seen everything, and my plan is to come back to this and to be there and to hopefully share some more stories with you guys about recovering and what I'm doing on a more consistent basis, just so I'm not hidden and away from everybody. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode back from Sober Motivation, and your host, David Sherwin.